Hey, this is the place for all kinds of information, entertainment, interviews. This is America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone, spending time with you. In this segment, I want to talk to you a little bit about places in the world, things that are discovered that you may not know about. And this past week, an enormous pearl was discovered. Now, the interesting part about this story is that this pearl was actually underneath a bed for more than 10 years, the owner told the press. He forgot about it. I'm not sure how you forget about an enormous pearl under your bed. It weighs 75 pounds. 75 pounds worth of pearl stuck under the bed. This was in the Philippines. And this owner claims that it was originally found inside an even larger clam. And until this week, this past week, completely forgot about it. He unearthed it from the bed, put it up on social media. I believe there was a visitation of this incredibly large pearl, and it is now considered the largest pearl in the world. Up until this week, there was another pearl that was considered the largest pearl in the world from Lao Tzu. It weighed 14 pounds, which is quite a difference from 75 pounds, 14 pounds, and it was also found in the Philippines. So apparently that area is rich in these tremendously massive pearls. Nothing you can wear on your finger, mind you, but interesting to look at nonetheless. So largest pearl in the world at 75 pounds is somewhere in the Philippines under somebody's bed. And while we're talking about places in the world, according to the Daily Heal, a website, there are 61 places you should discover in the world that you may not know about, places you should go to see before you vacate this earth. And the number one place that they believe is the place to go is the Tunnel of Love in the Ukraine. This is a gorgeous 3-mile tunnel that takes the passengers through a forest of trees in an industrial region in the Ukraine. This train service isn't normally used for sightseeing, but it is really extraordinarily beautiful. And if you look at the photographs, it's just this overrun forest with an opening for the tunnel. You can walk on water, they say, in southwest Bolivia. It's the world's largest salt lake. And because of all that salt, it keeps you very buoyant. The high salt makes the water buoyancy high enough for an individual's weight. Now, this one is a no-brainer. The south of France, beautiful. And there's the Bordeaux wine region that has been produced in this part of the country of France since the 8th century. I highly recommend that. That sounds like a great idea. Then there are places like in California, a place you may not have heard about, Pioneertown, California, like the old Wild West. It's located in the Yucca Valley. There's a population of only 350 people, and that's a place to really unwind. There's nothing to do. It's desert and bramble bush and just a few folks. Another place that this website recommends is a place in Russia that you can skate on the lake. The lake remains frozen most of the year from January through May. It's an enormous lake, and it almost looks like a sea, but you can skate on it because it's so cold. Here's another great idea, going to see the Northern Lights. Something that everybody should see, that should be on your list to do before the end of life. They say the best place to go to see the Northern Lights is in Iceland from November to February and see this beautiful light show. And let's fit in one more place to go before we say goodbye, and that is to go to an iceberg in Antarctica. It's just a beautiful piece of ice. They are melting away, something that you want to partake in before they're all gone too. Some ideas for you on America Weekend, my friend, Valerie Smaldone, keeping you company. Thanks for joining us.
America Weekend.
Welcome to
to American Biker Minute. The wheel is believed to have been created sometime around 3500 BC, somewhere in Egypt. On a motorcycle, when riding atop two solid wheels, you may not need a weatherman to tell you which way the wind blows. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Some modern bikes are equipped with solid wheels, front and rear. Now, some bikers say solid wheels don't affect crosswind motorcycle handle. ABM experienced winds in excess of 40 miles an hour while riding a bike with a solid rear wheel. We can feel the pushing effect on the rear of the bike. Riding in strong wind on a bike with both solid cast wheels could be a little dicey. When riding solid cast wheels and the wind's blowing so hard you can't smoke a camel, pull off the road. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We live in a fast-paced world. We're expected to do more with less. You have to be efficient. Is there ever a time when efficiency should not be the goal?
Yes, when you're dealing with people. Then it's more important to think about effectiveness. Communication can never be efficient if it's not effective. Important conversations deserve your complete attention.
Make sure you and the other person or parties completely understand what has been said. Repeat back the major points to each other.
Otherwise, you'll find yourself having the conversation all over again. But then, it'll be more complex because of misunderstandings.
Focus on being effective for greater efficiency. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.